This is HPR episode 2663 entitled, Short Review on a 2.5-inch SSD/HDD Caddy, and is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit. It is hosted by Tony Hughes aka TonyH1212, and is about 3 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Tony reviews a short review on a 2.5-inch SSD/HDD Caddy from eBay.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio listeners. This is Tony Hughes in Blackpool in the UK. And as usual, every so often, Ken made a call for shows a couple of weeks ago. And as my recent interview series has come to an end by the time you listen to this, here's a short review of a USB 3 2.5-inch HDD / SSD caddy I got from eBay a few weeks ago. As many of you who've listened to my previous ramblings know, I frequent a local computer auction, and recently they had some cheap 128 gig SSDs for sale, and I managed to pick several up at a good price. After using a few of these to upgrade some desktop PCs to SSD, I had a couple of these spare, and as I have USB 3 on the main laptop that I use, thought it would be a good to be able to use one or two of these as portable storage, or even for boot drives to test out the odd Linux distro or two. So I had a search around on eBay and found one that looked okay and at the right price, and I purchased it for £5.50, and these are linked in the show notes to the particular caddy I got. So after it arrived, I plugged it into one of the drives and tested it out. First thing to notice is that the SSDs, being 7mm in depth, flop around a bit in the case, but this is easily resolved with a bit of card or blue tack under the drive just to help it fit snug in the case. It does also mean that the case will support the larger 9mm depth 2.5-inch spinners if needed. I've not tested a larger, older spinner, but I suspect they will fit. They won't fit, as 9mm ones are very snug in the case. Anyway, the drive was detected without any problems on the PC and laptop, and works flawlessly. And it's really quick to swap out the drives in the caddy. So it means that I can carry large data files and my music and video library when on the move, with the advantage that it's less likely to be damaged if accidentally dropped or knocked off a surface, which is quite likely with portable spinning HDDs. And I've dropped my current couple of portable spinners a couple of times and been lucky to get away with it. So I'm very happy with this purchase. It's already become a part of my regular kit, travelling toolkit, and in my laptop bag. And will continue to be, and I'll probably purchase at least one more, so that I can have a couple knocking about in the bag, and one, like I say, possibly with me music and some videos for when travelling. So that's it for this episode. I'll record something else in the near future. Saying goodbye to all the listeners in HPR land, and speak to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.